After Daf Pei Dalad, we got to the last few lines of Pei Gimel and Beis. The Gemara is still going through different brises of how we know Ayin Tachas Ayin means Tashlumim and it doesn't mean Mamish Ayin Tachas Ayin. So the Gemara, four lines up from the bottom of Pei Gimel and Beis, says Tanya, Rabbi Dustai Ben Yehuda Omer Ayin Tachas Ayin Mamon. It means you pay back the amount it costs for the making them go blind. Ata Omer Mamon, you think it means a payment. Oh, Ayin El Ayin Mamish, maybe it really means to take out the Mazik's eye. So Amris Hare Shayasa Eino Shozek Gdol Veino Shozek Ktana. Let's say one of the guys, the Mazik's eye is large and the Nizek's eye is very small. So Heachani Kore Be Ayin Tachas Ayin. That's not going to be exactly the same ayin. So V'chi Tema, maybe you're going to say Kokiai Shakil Mune Mamona. Maybe when they're unequal, that's when you take money. But when they are equal, the ideal thing is to take Ayin Tachas Ayin Mamish, to remove the eye. And when they're uneven, you pay money. Mar says can't be that case because Hatar Amra Mishpat Echad Yelachem, that's be one Mishpat. Mishpat Hishra L'chulchem, that's be equal. So it can't be sometimes you take out the guy's eye when he's a mat, sometimes you pay back, and that won't be a Hishra, won't be Mishpat Echad Yelachem. Therefore, the only way to say it must be Ayin Tachas Ayin means Mamun. So then the Gemara says, last line, Amri Mai Kusha. What's the question in the first place? Why are we focusing on the size of the aver, the size of the eye? Dilma Nehura Shakumne, Nehura. Maybe the Mazik took away his eyesight, so we should take away his eyesight, and that will be equal no matter what. He can't see now in one eye. So that would be much more, that would be equal. That's Mishpat Echad Yelachem.
How is that different than the beginning?
The beginning was we're talking about the actual size of the eye.
Eye Mamash.
Yeah, the actual eye, we're measuring the size. So that guy's a big eye, this guy's a small eye. They're not the same. Let's focus on the function, though.
Taking out the
eye, no? Yeah, but that, again, we say that's not equal, because one guy is a big eye, that guy is a small eye, so they can't be equal.
So maybe we're talking about eyesight.
The function. Dilo temahachi, because if you don't say that, says the Gemara. So then, going on to Pei Dala now, katan shaharagis agadol, v'gadol shaharagis akatan. Heichakat lidalei. So a small person kills a big person, a big person kills a small person. You shouldn't kill them because it's HaTorah Amar Mishpat Echad Yelachem. Mishpat Hishra Akulchem. You kill a 400-pound guy. If the guy's only 150 pounds, you're not going to kill him because he's much smaller? Certainly not. So we're not talking about the size of the Mazik versus the Nizak. We're talking about what he did. He killed one person. He gets killed in return. He took out the guy's eyesight, so we take out his eyesight. That would be considered Mishpat Echad Yelachem. Se'ela Nishama Shakamine, Nishama Amar Rahmana Nishkamine. He removed the guy's neshama by killing him, even though he's a katan. So we removed the gadol's neshama as well. Hachanami, nehura shakuminei, nehura amarachmana nishkuminei. He took out the guy's eyesight, we should therefore in turn take out his eyesight. And therefore it's not going... The Gemara ends up saying this is not a good proof. Because of that, we can't prove, from this pasuk, this drasha, we can't assume that it's tashumim. There's room to say it might even be ayin mamish. But we don't pasuk in that way, so we just kind of throw out that braisa. Two dots, Gemara now says, Tanya Idach. There's another brisa that says, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Ayin Tachas Ayin Mamon. As we've been saying, it means to take, pay monetary payment. Ata Omer Mamon, you pay, say, it means money, O Eino Ela Ayin Mamish. So Gemara says, Harei Shehaya Suma Vesima. Let's say a blind person blinds somebody else. Or Kitea, someone who's missing a hand, Vikitea makes someone else, cuts off another guy's hand. Or Chiger Vechiger, how could you, the guy already is blind. The guy is already missing a hand, so you can't fulfill Ayin Tachas Ayin. The Torah Amra, the Torah says Mishpat Echad Yelachem. That Mishpat Hishra L'Kulchem. That has to be the same Mishpat. So therefore, it can't be Mamish. Must be Bimamon. So my Kusha, what's the problem? Maybe Dilma Hechad Efshir Efshir Hechad Dil Efshir L'Efshir. When we're able to fulfill Ayin Tachas Ayin, so we do that and we take out the guy's eye. If we can't fulfill because the guy is already blind, so then we make him pay. We don't say that. Treifa shaharigis hashalim. A person who's a treifa is going to die within the next few months, and he kills a person who's healthy. What do we do to him? So we can't do anything to him. We don't kill him. He's already considered dead. Hagavar katela, who's already considered dead. So does that mean now we can never kill any rotayach? Because sometimes there's a treifa who's a rotayach. Obviously not. So Ella, we do a heichad afshir afshir. When we're able to kill the rotayach, we kill him. So heichad afshir l'afshir. When we're not able to kill the rotayach, so we don't kill him. So patunalei. So to by ayin. When we're able to fulfill ayin tachas ayin, so we fulfill it. When the guy's blind and we can't fulfill ayin tachas ayin, so then he's pater. So that's not a raya either. Then the Gemara brings another drasha. Debei Rabbi Yishmael Tana Amar Kra. The pasuk says, "Kein ni nasein bo." So the entire pasuk reads, "Shever tachas shever." Is that wrong one? Right, ayin tachas ayin, shein tachas shein, kasher yitein mum, ba'adam, kein yinosem bo. Just like you gave, you placed a mum within him, so too you give the mazik back. So what does it mean, kein yinosem bo, that you make the mazik, you give him the mum? What's the lashon nesina? Ein nesina ela mamon, it means mamon. Ela ma'at, that's the case. If nesina always means money, so then the first part of the pasuk where it says, kasher yitein mum, ba'adam, so the hachanami to mamonu, it means you didn't give him a mum, it means you gave him money. You did something monetarily to him. So that can't be the context. We're trying to figure out, when a person's mazik, b'chavero, chol b'chavero, you pay money. So if nesina means money, so then it's going to be inconsistent in this pasuk. That means, because the first part of the pasuk says, kasher yitein mo, yitein mum ba'adam, that means mamish hitting. And then we're saying in the end, says, kein yinasein bo, that nesina means to give money. There's an inconsistency here. So Gemara says, fine. Amri de Beir Rabbi Shmuel, Kari Sayer Darshe. They're analyzing, not the word Nesina, but that there's an extra pasuk, extra word in the pasuk. Michti, let's understand the pasuk for a moment. Ksiv, it's written, V'ish, the pasuk later on, it says, V'ish, ki tein mum bamito, when he places a mum in his friend, kasher asa, kein yasalo. Just like he did to his friend, we do back to him. So then the other pasuk where it says, kein yinasein bo, in the previous pasuk, so lomeli, that's unnecessary. We already had a pasuk that says kasher yasa kein yaselo. So shema mina must be it's extra to teach me that mamon you pay money. So then the question becomes: so then what do you do with the words kasher yitein mum ba'adam lomeli? So why do the pasuk that say when you make a mum and a friend? We already have the pasuk that says kasher asa kein yaselo. So I did the bari michtev kein yasem bo kasuv nami kasher yitein mum ba'adam. Since the end of the pasuk, we had to teach a lashon of kein yasem bo. We taught in the beginning of the pasuk to also use lashon nesina, but not that there should be a drasha to learn from the words of kasher yitein mum ba'adam. So that's the drasha according to Rabbi Shmuel. How we know that you have to pay mamon for chaval b'chaver. Then comes along the Rabbi Chiya Atana. Amar Kar, the pasuk says yad b'yad. So the entire pasuk is v'lo yasachos einecha b'nefesh b'nefesh ayin b'ayin chain b'chain yad b'yad regel b'regel. So he's darshaning the words yad b'yad. What's the word yad b'yad doing? Davar hanitein miyad liyad, something that's handed from one hand to the next, namely ma'inihu mamon. So you pay money for damage. So el me'at, if that's the case, so what about the word that says in that same pasuk that's regel beregel? Hachanami, something that gets passed from leg to leg? What kind of drasha is that? So Amri, they say, debe Rabbi Chiya kra yisera kadarshi. He's also darshaning an extra pasuk. Michti, let's analyze this ksiv asisim lo kashi asamam lasos lachiv. The context of the yad b'yad referring to Adam's omen. So you already have a concept, the general rule is, whatever they try to do with their friend, that's the punishment that they get back. Kasher zamam laso, slachif. So he's hagadaitach, mamish, yad biyad, lamali. So if it really means mamish, you pay back kasher zamam laso, slachif, so what's the need to take yad biyad? Why do you need to do that? So shmamina, tell me that mamon, that you have to pay money. So Gemara says, wait a second. Then if that's the case, yad biyad a drasha to teach me that for chova b'chavero, you pay money, so what do you learn with the extra words regal beregal amali? So Gemara gives the same answer as above. I did the ksiv yad biyad biyad, kasuv nami regal beregal. Okay, further, another brisa about the same idea. Abai amar, asya for the following, midatani de bechizki. Detani de bechizki, ayin, tachas ayin, nevesh, tachas nevesh. You pay an eye for an eye and a soul for a soul, but you don't, velo nefesh v'ayin tachas ayin, but you don't take a soul and an eye for an eye. Because if you really take out the eye of the mazik, zimnan de mishkachas la ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin. Sometimes he's going to die. The bahadei, the avir lay, the moment you're blinding him, nafgalei nishmas, it's possible he could die. So then it's going to be ayin v'nefesh tachas ayin, and that's an unfair punishment. So since there's situations where it's going to result in death, we never take out the eye, it has to therefore be, you only pay mamon. My kusha, what's the problem? Maybe we really have to assess and evaluate what he's able to withstand. Can this guy withstand taking it, removing his eye or not? If he's able to live with his eye being removed, so then we do it to him. That's the ayin tachas ayin. If you're not able to take that, then we don't do it to him. And if we do assess that he's able to withstand removing an eye from him, and we do it to him anyways, and if he dies, his ruach leaves, and if he dies, let him die, it's fine. Because we not learn the mission Makos, Gabi Malkos, Amdu, Umes, Tachas, Yadu, Pater. if you assess that he's able to withstand 39 malchus, or whatever the amount of malchus he could withstand, and you give him that exact amount, and he ends up dying, you're potter for hitting him because you did what we thought was able to be done. So you took out the eye. We thought he was able to handle that, and it turns out he wasn't able to. You're still potter from that. So therefore, we see from all this that ayin tachas ayin really means ayin tachas ayin mamish. And therefore, this is not a good raya for our point. Again. Okay? Rav Zvid Mishmei Diraba Amar, he says, Amar Krala Patek says, Petza Tachas Patza. Litein Tsar B'makum Nezek. We're going to go through these later on in the parak, but this actual word means that you pay Tsar, the pain, B'makum Nezek. We've said in the first mission, you pay five different Chamisha Dvarim. So you pay the Nezek to the guy. Now, on top of the Nezek, you also pay the Tsar, the pain that he goes through. So Visakadaitech Mamish, if you think you really take the guy's eye out, the mazik's eye out, so then why do you have to pay an additional tsar on top of that, Tim? Why is it an additional payment? Just like the nizak goes through pain when you blind him, so to the mazik, when you remove his eye, he's also tsar. So there's no need for a separate payment of tsar. He's also going through tsar of having his eye removed. So Gemara says, no, my kusha, that's not a kasha. There's certain people who are, what's the word they use for mephanic? Mephanic, right?
It's spoiled,
right? So for him, he's going to have more tsar when his eyes are removed. They're those. They're able to withstand pain, and they won't have so much tsar. So the mind nafkamina, le misfe le heyach debeno beni, you pay the difference. So the mazik said mefunak. So what happens is, so Erin Hanami the Gemara says, really you can't take out his eye. So the wife to pay the tsar. The mazik also gets tsar because maybe the mazik's getting, or let's say he's receiving less tsar. The nizak had more tsar than the mazik. So now the mazik has to pay the additional amount that the nizak went through that he himself had received through removing his eye.
What if the mazik gets more tsar? Does the nizak have to pay him?
Right, no, they wouldn't say that. He would say no. Eino chote niskar. But yeah, inechanami. So I guess we neutralize each other. But that's an instance, so it's still possible to say this is not a raya that ayin tachas ayin means mamon. It could still be mamish, and the nezek, the tsar that has paid, is the difference between the mazik and the nizak.
That means what in English?
It means a wound. Yeah. So Rav Papa Mishmei the Rav Amar Krala Patek says Rapo Yerpe Litain Rifu B'Makom Nezek. This is a good source for the doctors. This is the source that you're allowed to do Rifu in the first place. How are you allowed to do that? How could a doctor be a Rofe? Gemara says in a few places. That's fine. The Gemara says in a few places that this is the heter to do a Rifu. Otherwise, you wouldn't have permission to do Rifu. That's Hashem's work. Rapo Yerpe tells us Litain Rifu B'Makom Nezek. That in addition to the mazik pain and nezek, he also has to pay the medical costs. The isak adaitach mamish, if it means that you mamish take out the eye of the mazik, so just like the nizak requires refuah, so too the mazik requires refuah. So it's
themselves out.
The problem is the mazik has to pay for his own.
Right,
but I guess he's paying. I guess that's the idea of the tsar as well. Even though the mazik goes through tsar, there's two elements here. There's a punishment mitzad the mazik, and there's also the payment to the nizak. That's part of the issue here. Seems like right now we're referring to that the mazik has to go through whatever the nizak's going through. Even though the nizak's going to have to now fit the bill for the refuah, according to this havamina right now, we're not concerned so much as much as we are that the mazik gets this onesh. So we're saying, if we're removing the eye of the mazik, he's also going through refuah. So why is it fair that he has to pay refuah also for the nizak? So Gemara says, my kasha, what's the problem? Do meika desalik bisra. Some people really heal quicker and others don't. So whatever that difference is, the mazik heals quicker than the nizak. So the mazik would have to therefore pay the additional amount of days that the nizak requires refuah. And therefore, again, it's not a raya, the fact that he pays refuah, it's no raya that it's not mamish, maybe it still can be mamish, and refuah means the difference between the two. Then the Gemara says, Rav Ashi Amar Asya Tachas Tachas Mishur. He uses a Gzera Shava. It says Tachas Mishur Ksivhach. It's written here Ayin Tachas Ayin. Uksiv Hasma. It's written elsewhere Shalem Shalem Shur Tachas Ashur. So we have a Gzera Shava Tachas Tachas. So now we could say Malahalan. Just like by the short, everyone agrees is Mamon. Afkan Mamon. So to hear by Ayin Tachas Ayin, it means Mamon. So then the Gemara asks, My Chazis the office Tachas Tachas Mishur. Why we decide to use tachas from shur, nelef tachas tachas miodam. Now, I've mentioned this many times throughout our daf yomi, but We have many types of Gzeir Shavas. And some Gzeir Shavas we have, the Ramban writes in the Sefer Shrashim, that sometimes we were told which word can be used. That was the Mesorah. We weren't told every detail. We know Gzeir Shava, Ein Adam Dan Gzeir Shava Me'atzmo. He can't learn his own, it has to be a Mesorah. Now the Mesorah doesn't mean every single detail, the word and the application and the halacha. It means some part was a Mesorah. So some Gzeir Shavas are, we had a certain Mesorah that the word Tachas is used as a Gzeir Shava. Now it's up to the Chacham to decide where to plug it in. So that's what the Gemara says. Why are you plugging it in and why are you learning it from Shur? Maybe Nalef the Gzeir Shav of Tachas Tachas, learner May Adam. Dichsiv v'nosata nefesh tachas nefesh, which means malahalan mamish afkan mamish. That word of Tachas is referring to Ritzicha. A person's Rotech gets Misa. So just like the Adam ba'Adam means mamish, he gets killed, so to by Chova b'chaveiro, which means mamish losing his eye. So we don't know which way is better to learn the Tachas Tachas. Gemara says.
That pasuk is talking about the nagfu yishahara, no?
Oh, you're right. The pasuk says here, "Im ason yev nosata nefesh tachas nefesh," referring to a case of onus.
Right?
They hit her. Right. Good thing we have Baal Kari here. Baruch Hashem.
So,
okay, no joking around here anymore, guys.
Mamish, yeah.
There, let's see what the Gemara. Let's see what Rashi says. It's a very good point. If it's talking about ason, I think the pasuk's talking about if you do kill the woman also. I think you kill the woman also. I think so.
The ason is killed.
I think. Okay, I'm not sure. I have to look at the psukim around it. Okay. Either way, they're suggesting learn from Adam there, where it means mamish nefesh tachas nefesh. So the Gemara says, Amri danin nezikim nezikin. We should rather learn nezik from nezik, which is the case of from behema, v'ein and danin nezikin mamisa, as opposed to learning it from a capital punishment. But then the other side is, adrabba, makes sense, the opposite. Danin adam yadam, vein danim adam behema. So Ella, therefore, Amar Ravashi therefore says, mitachas asha'ana yalafla, is learned from a case of asha'ana, where he raped a girl, and adam yadam v'nizikim nizikim, where you have both elements. You have adam yadam, and it's also nizikim from nizikim, and that pasuk there clearly is referring to tashlumim, so too by nefeshach ayin tachas nat ayin also refers to tashlumim. Tanya, the Brisa says now, Rebbe Elazar Omri Ayin Tachas Ayin Mamish. He says it means actually Mamish against everything we've been saying up until now. Gemara says Mamish. Sagadaydech, would you really think it means you take out the eye of the Mazik? Rebbe Elazar less like Kachal Hani Tanai. He goes against all the other Tanaim that we just listed. We listed like 15 of them. Amar Rabba Lomar no Shein Shaman Osok Evid. Doesn't mean Mamish. What it means is we assess him Mamish as who he is, as opposed to an Evid. As a ben chorin, as an eved, that's what it means mamish, as an individual, but not you mamish take out his eye. Amalei baye ela kamans. If not like an eved, then how do you assess the value of his eye? Ki ben chorin, as a free person, a ben chorin mi isle demei. Is there value to ben chorin? The only value a person has if he's being sold. A ben chorin doesn't get sold. So how can you assess him? What's the assessment of a ben chorin? So ela amar v'ashi lomar she'ein shaman also benizak el b'mazik. What it means is, you don't assess the value of the nizak, what it lost for him, what the value damage was for him. You assess the value of the mazik, how much he would go down had his eye been taken out, had his hand been cut off. And that's what Rebbe Elazar says. Mamish, according to the mazik's value, not the nizak's value. Ha'o chamer dekat yada the yunuka. There was once a donkey that cut off, ate off the hand of a child. And also the kamer dira papa bar Shmuel. They went to their papa to find out what kind of damage should be paid. Amar lahu zila shumalei arba dvarim. Go assess the four dvarim that you have to pay him and pay him back the child's family. Amar lahu rava v'ha'anan chamisha tanan. We have five, not four. Amar lahu lebar mi nezek kamina. I mean, of course you pay the nezek. He means the additional four items as well, you have to pay. Amar lahu baya. Baya says v'ha chamar hu v'chamar inam ashan el nezek. But that's the only time you pay five dvarim is adam ba'adam. Chova b'chaveros, when you pay five dvarim. Here's a donkey, a chamor, that only pays nezek. Why would you have to pay the additional four? So then he says, fine. Amar lahu zil shumelei nizga. Go assess the damage.
He was told about Mishnah. They told him, how chamor.
Yeah, it sounds that's what it sounds like. He made a mistake. Told about Mishnah. That's what it sounds like. So then he says, okay, fine, you're right. Shamulu nizga. Go pay him the nezek. So, vaha kavde by Lemishme, but don't you have to assess him as an Eved, this Katan? What he was before, what he's worth now as an Eved? So Amar Lech, he says, Zilo Shaimina Kavdis, go assess him like an Eved. Amar Lu Avu, the Yunuk, but then the father steps in, and the father says, Lo Ba'ina Dezili Be Milsa, I don't want my son to be so embarrassed to have him analyzed and assessed as if he was an Eved. So Amar Lech, but they say to the father now, but now the child's losing out, because he's not getting the payment for his hand being cut off. So the father says to him, when my son gets older, I'm going to appease him, I'm going to give him the payment from out of pocket. I'd rather him that than to be embarrassed as being sold like an Eved.
Tosus said that he thought it was a person that heard.
Ah, there you go, that answers your question. Okay, see Tosus, the last Tosus there. Zili Shumele Dal Dvarm Haya Savar Da Adam Hiziko. V'osa Katan Kokach Gadol Haya Dimechamele Umechalim. So he thought it was a person, and so he's answering, how come there's busha? There's no busha. Children don't get embarrassed. He thought the child was a large individual, that he would be embarrassed like anybody else would be embarrassed. Because the question is, he's Talmud Davar Mishnah. He asked, how could that be that he knew the case was a donkey ate the animal's hand? So of course there's no chamisha dvar. Everybody knows that Mishnah when sure shenagach be Adam. So Tosa answered, no, he thought, he misheard, he thought a person. Person hit, cut the hand off of the person.
And therefore?
That's why he says, pay five dvarim.
Oh, the rabbi.
The rabbi. Rabbi, exactly.
Rabbi, rather.
It's Rabbi. Fine. Gemara now says the last four lines of the Amud here. Hahu Torah da'alis yadeh de yunuke, a animal ashore, had chewed the hand off of a child. So asla kame de Rabbi, this time they went in front of Rabbi. Amalu, he says, zil ishaimi, kavda, go assess him like an Eved. Amulei, they said, Vaha mar hudamar kol hanishim k'eved ain't govnos bavel. But don't we have a klal, any assessment that has to be done as if there was an eved, we don't do in bavel, and Rava was in bavel at the time, so we shouldn't be collecting this, we don't have the ability to collect this. Amulei, who, he says, no, lo tzicha di tafis. He means, if the father, the child, takes money from the mazik, so then we don't, lo mafkinale, we're not motin miyado, we don't make him pay. But if on his own, the child took matters into his own hands and took the money, then we have to assess how much he's allowed to keep and how much he would have to return. Right. So that depends on what he gets assessed as an Eved.
Actually, even before it was Tafas, you go ahead and assess.
Just to be safe.
Yeah.
Says Rashi, Di Tafas, seven lines up. Hacha Amar Lehu, Shumalev Hayom, Olamachar, Im Yitros, Mishol Yakvenu. Which is pretty interesting that they would try to anticipate such a din.
Yeah.
Okay. Marna says, last two lines, Rava Latame, is Rava according to his general Shita, Dama Rava, Nitzke Shur Bashur, Nitzke Shur Ba'adam, Govno Sob Bavil. If a Shur hits another Shur, a Shur hits an Adam, that you're allowed to collect in Bavil. But Nitzke Adam Ba'adam, our case, our Mish, our Perak of Chova Bechavero, and Nitzke Adam Bashur, if a person hits an animal, then Ain Govno Sob Bavil. Then we do not collect that in Bavil. Since his case was a Shur Ba'adam, so that would, wait a second, so we should be able to collect that.
Yeah, which is why Rava felt he'd collect.
That's why he thought you were supposed to collect it, but then he went, this cloud, kol anishim ke'eved, he says he wouldn't collect it.
And then he changed.
Okay.
You're right. Right, because then we changed. Then he was challenged on that point, and he changed.
He gave in. Okay.
So why did he give in if he thought it was for sure?
Let's look at Rashi for a second.
Niske Adam Bashur means
uh-huh.
A person gets hit.
Ayyadeshur. That's what it means. Okay, fine. So Gemara now says, Maishna Niske Adam Ba'adam V'Niske Adam Bashur. How come when a person gets hit by a person, we do collect it, but a person gets hit by a shur, we don't collect it? Dulo.
In both those cases, we said we did, right? Niske Adam and Niske Adam Bashur. Engo Benoso. They were consistent.
We say Niska Adam, we say not. Niska Adam Bashur, we say not.
Both of them we say
not. Maisha Niska Adam Ba'adam, Niska Adam Bashur de law. Those two cases we do not collect in Bavel. So Gemara says, Elohim Ba'in and Valaka. You need Elohim, you need Dayanim. And we don't have those Dayanim in Bavel. Shur Bashur, Shur Ba'adam, Nami Elohim Ba'in. We also need Elohim, yet why are we allowed to collect those in Bavel? So Gemara says on top of Amar Beis, Elohim Ba'in and Valaka. So Ella, no, that's not the difference. It's not because of the requirement of the Dayanim that are Elohim. Rather, what it means is Ella Maishna, what's the difference? Shur Bishur, Vishur Ba'adam, Dishlichus Ayokav Dinan, that we have Shlichus from Eretz Israel, the Bati Dinan made Shlichus Ayu, an interesting sugya, which comes up here in Gittin. And they say, Shichosai, they're representing the Bate Dinim of Eretz Yisrael. Midi dehava ahodas v'avos, no different than in Baba, they're also allowed to collect an hodas if a person admits already own money, or if he owes, outstanding, there's a loan, that you're allowed to collect as, through the mechanism of Shlichusayu. So the Gemara says, now look at Rashi, we don't need Rashi actually. So Rashi, fine, the Gemara says now, so Adam ba'adam, Adam b'shur nami Shlichusayu ka'abdinan. So why don't we do it also, if a person is another person, or for sure hurts a Adam, why not apply Shlichusayu there as well? Why would there be a limit at all? Once you're doing Shlichusayu, have them check, have them judge all cases. So Gemara says, "Ki avdinan." What's the line there? Midah havas. So Gemara says, "No, Amri ki avdinan shlichusayu. When we do shlichusayu, b'midah dekimle begavei, where we know there's a set price, but midah delo kimle begavei lo avdinan shlichusayu. But when there's no set price, as Rashi says, kigon hacha debinan the mishaima, where you need to assess the value, is that a set price? So then we don't do shlichusayu." But just to implement a punishment that's already yadua, that's already known, that we're willing to do. But to do an assessment, then we don't do shtichusayu. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Amri shor b'shor b'shor b'adam nami lo kimle b'gave. These cases are also, you have to assess how much damage was done. That's not a set price, yet we still do shtichusayu. So it can't be because the kimle or the lo kimle b'gave. Ella pokhazi hecham is damne tor b'shuka. So, no, the reason why is because when it comes to a shor, you can go see how much a shor can be sold off in a shuk. So the Gemara says, Adam, b'shur nami pokhazi hechad mizvei avdi b'shukah. Same thing by Adam. Go see how much Adam is going to be sold in the shuk for. And moreover, tashum kevel v'tashum arba v'chamisha dikiti navishuchasayu. When you're paying double the amount that was stolen, or 4 or 5, which is also a set, it's just a simple math of x2 or x4 or x5, that doesn't require a assessment. So we should do shlichusayu in those cases as well.
What?
The
carrier needs an assessment.
But let's say it's, usually something that's there, it doesn't require so much of an assessment. If it's a market value of a toy, of an object, when you cut a person's hand off, that's a little more complicated to figure out the assessment, I believe. So Gemara says, Army ki avdinan shlichusayu b'mamona b'knasa lo avdinan shlichusayu. When we apply the mechanism of shlichusayu, that's the only situation where there's mamon. But when it comes to a knasa penalty, that they didn't do. They didn't allow a penalty through the mechanism of shlichusayu. So adam ba'adam d'mamona hu navish shlichusayu. So a person, it's another person. That's also mamon he pays. So that should also allow for shlichusayu. So why don't we do adam ba'adam cases in Bavel? The Gemara says, no, ki ka'avdinan shlichusayu b'milsa d'shchicha. Adam b'adam, d'lo shchicha lo avdinan shlichusayu. So the only time we do shlichusayu, it's only something that's very common. Hados, v'avos are things that are common, everyday matters. But a person hitting another person, that's not very common. So they didn't make a takana of shlichusayu for milsa d'lo shchicha. Ah, hare boshes pagam d'shchiach, nav d'shlichusayu. Embarrassing someone, these are things that are apparently common. So why not do shlichusayu for those cases? Amri hachanami, in hachanami you would. Dehara papa agve arba mea zuze leboshes. He would collect boshes, 400 zuz for boshes. But the Gemara says, but how less the rab papa? We don't hold of rab papa though. Dishalach le rav chista le rav nachman vishalach le chista knasa kamagus bebabel. How could you be collecting a knas in Babel? We don't collect knasels. So we don't hold of it. We don't allow you to collect boshes, even though it's very common. So El Gemara says, fine. Ki avdinan shlichusayu. Know when we apply shlichusayu, the milsa d'shchicha v'isbei cheson kis. We need two things. It has to be something that's very common, and host has to be a loss of mamun. Ava milsa d'shchicha v'lesbei cheson kis. Something that might be common, but has no cheson kis, namely boshes. There's no cheson kis by boshes. Even though it's common, there's no cheson kis. Inami milsa d'shchicha v'isbei cheson kis. Or something that is not common, but has a loss, such as adam ba'adam, there's a damage to the person, but lo shchicha, lo avdinan, we don't do shlichusayu in those cases. Hilchach, therefore, like I just said, adam ba'adam afagav dis bechason kis, even though there's a loss, kevin de lo shchicha, lo avdinan shlichusayu, since it's not common, so we don't do it. And there, on the other side, boshes, afagav de shchicha, even though it's common to embarrass someone, kevin de les bechason kis, lo avdinan shlichusayu, we don't do shlichusayu in that case, since it's not a cheson kis. Then the Gemara asks, v'shur govin b'babel? Do we collect the payment when an ox gores another ox? V'ha'ma, Rava, doesn't Rava say, shur shehizik ain govin osa b'babel? He says, v'shur, that damages, we don't collect. the Azik man, who did this short mazik? Ilema the Azik Adam, if it damaged a person, my ear your short Azik Adam, I feel Adam the Azik Adam Nami ain't governor sub above. So why are we specifying? Why is Rava just say a shore that's mazik? Even a person who's mazik, another person, there's no damage. So you can't be talking about a case of a shore that's mazik adam. El pshita, therefore it's obvious, it must be, dazik shore, where it's shore is mazik another shore, and yet the katani ain't governor sub above. That we don't collect the damage of a shore in a bashur, which is against what we said above. So the Gemara says, no, amri hasam b'tam hacha b'muad. It depends. Depends if it's a tam or if it depends if it's a muad. Why, what's the difference here? So which way? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, b'tam ein govin b'kaimalan palga nizka knasa. We paskin, chatzinezek b'ra machlok is whether it's palga nizka is a knas or not, or mamon. So we assume it's a knas and we don't collect knasos. When it comes to muad, where it's viewed as mamon, then you would pay in Bavel. But then the Gemara says, v'ha merava ein muad b'bavel. How do you get a muad? You can't create a muad in Bavel. So you're never going to find the shur muad in Bavel to have to pay it. Amri di'ayid hasam v'ayishi l'hacha. No, it was found to be muad in Eretz Yisrael, and somehow it traveled over, was brought over here to Bavel as a shur muad, and then it caused damage, so then we would collect on the damage of the shur muad. This is so uncommon that you can have a sure muad from Eretz Yisrael that's going to make its way over to Bavel. So why would we collect? That's how milsad lo shricha. So Gemara says the asur abanan dehasam of yaidu hacha. So it's a case where the dayanim of Eretz Yisrael came here to Bavel. They are considered the dayanim. It's not through shrichusayu at this point. They are mamish dayanim, and they made the muad, made the sure muad here in Bavel. So in the end of the day, it's so uncommon for Dayanim from Eretz Yisrael to come all the way to Bavel to miyayid a shur muad, and therefore they wouldn't make sense to create a shur, to find ever a shur muad in Bavel. Ella, Gemara says you're right. Ki kamer Rava b'shein v'regel d'muad d'mitchilas aninu. We're not talking about a shur muad in terms of the keren. That's very unlikely. And even if it were to happen, it's a milsad lo shicha, we don't allow you to collect on a shur muad. We're talking about things that are muad from the beginning, mitchilasan, such as a shein and a regel. So if an animal were to eat, cause damage through shein, or kick through regel, then we would allow you to collect in bava, because that's milsad lo shicha here. Okay, we're good. We're doing fine with time. Two dots, the Gemara says, tsar, kevau pishipud, o b'masmer. So how do you assess the pain, the mazik, how much money to give the mazik has to pay, rather. So we said if you hit him on the nail, or you hit with a metal pole or with a nail, how much a person is willing to take to go through that pain. So the Gemara says, tsar shlo b'makom nezek mishalim. Let's say a person gives tsar to someone and he didn't cause any damage. You hit the guy in the nail. Remember in camp they used to do this this trick to the kids, you bite your pinkies for like 30 seconds, it doesn't feel anything. Then they go like that, and you pull it, and it really hurts, the nail afterwards. So that's tsar b'shev lo b'makom nezek. There's no nezek, that's where you give a punch a guy in the arm, a little dead arm. That's tsar with shlo b'makom nezek. So you do such a way where it doesn't cause any nezek, but it's just standing alone tsar. So the Gemara says that you pay tsar even though there's no nezek. So man tana, who's the author of this, said there's tsar shlo b'makom nezek. Rava says it's ben azahi. The sign of the Brisa says, Rebbe Omer, Kviya Nemra Tchila. First it says Kviya, right? I'll read the pasuk on the side. It says Kviya Tachas Kviya, Petza Tachas Petza, Chabura Tachas Chabura. So it says Kviya first, and then Benazi Omer, Chabura Nemra Tchila. It says Chabura first. What's going on here? The Gemara explains, what's the machlokas here? Rebbe Savar Kviya, Vilesbe Chabura Mashma. Kviya means a hitting without leaving a wound. The pasuk says kviya means just to hit someone without a wound. Chabur, everyone agrees, means a wound. So chabur is qualifying what type of kviya you have to pay for. You only pay for tsar bimakom nezek, when there's nezek, when there's actually a chabur. That's how Rebbe understands this. And benaze savars kviya disbe chabur mashma. Now the word kviya also indicates a wound. Mashma. So why did it say chabura at the end of the pasuk also? Legluye Allah the kviya de lesbe chabura, to say that no, only we say chabura separately to say that kviya would pay even when there is no chabura. You should pay for the tsar alone. That's how they argue. Again, the real machlokes is, what does the word kavia mean? Does it mean pain, or does it mean pain with a wound? So Rebbe again holds it means pain without a wound, and then Chabura comes to qualify that the only time you're chayiv is when there's both together. And Benade has, no, kavia means with a Chabura. So if kavia indicates Chabura, so why does it mention Chabura at the end of the pasuk again? To tell me that only Chabura alone you have to pay, and the kavia tsar alone you have to pay for as well, even though there's no nezek. So Benazai is the author. So asks the Gemara now, Maskevla Rapapa, Adarab, the opposite makes sense, Adar Ipcha Mistavra. Rebbe Omer Kviya Nemar Tchila, Savar Kviya Dispe Chabura Mashma, and Kazarach Mana Chabura Lagluya Allah de Kviya Dlespe Chabura. So when Rebbe says, it's very unclear what the Machalkis was in the first place. Kviya says first, Chabura says first, so the Gemara says, learn the opposite. When Rebbe says it says Kviya first, it means Kviya indicates a Chabura. And when the Pasuk says Chabura explicitly later on, it means that Kviya therefore is referring to not a Chabura. And that's when you're Chayiv to pay even though it's Tsar Shul B'Makum Nezek. And Benazai we can interpret the opposite way, saying, Omer, Chabura Nemra Tchila, really Chabura was implied in the word Kviya first. And Savar Kviya Dlesbe Chabura, Mashma, so he thinks Kviya doesn't imply Chabura. And the Kasar Achmana Chabura, Ligluya Allah Kviya Ispe Chabura, in Ilalo. And the word Chabura tells me that in the end of the day, Kviya really does mean a Chabura. Only when there's a Chabura do you pay Tsar. But if there's no Chabura, meaning if there's no Nezek, then you wouldn't pay Tsar. V'amaskana Kaimei. And we're going according to the Maskana, which is this last interpretation that really Rebbe is the author of there is Tsar, Shlobo Makum Nezek. Inami, alternatively. D'chuli Amma, really everybody agrees, Kviya bein Isbe Chabura bein Lesbe Chabura Mashra. Kviya means just hurting someone, even though there's no Chabura. V'hacha, and here, what's the machlokus between Rebbe and Benazai? Hacha going into the top of Pehe, Hacha bechlal ufrat hamruchokim zemizek kamifliki. They're arguing about a distance of a klal or general rule and a detail when they're distant from each other. Meaning what? Rebbe Savar ain't done in oso bechlal prat. This is not a klal prat. Benazai Omer done in oso bechlal prat. Look at Rashi here. Rashi says top line of Pehe. Rebbe Savar ain't done, and we don't judge this case. Hacha nami kviya nemra tchila klal. The kviya masher ben sheish ma'amel chabura ben shein ma'amel chabura. Kviya is a general pain, some type of pain that was inflicted. V'yav chabura samech lei have a darshi chabura prat. If it said kviya, then chabura, that'd be a typical klal prat. But since it says kviya, what's the next word? Then it says petza, and then chabura at the end. Now the klal and prat are separate from each other. Do you view that as a klal prat? So Rebbe says it's not a klal prat, and therefore you view them. You pay. Klal, you pray separately for both a chabura, and even though there's no chabura. And according to Benazai, it is a klal prat. What type of kviya do you pay for? Only when there's a chabura involved, we throw the prat to define the klal. Only when there's a nezek. But if there's no nezek, then Benazai holds, according to this maskana, that there is no payment of tsar. What?
Mishnah will be Rebbe.
According to this now, after switching around, Rebbe is the author of the Mishnah, exactly. Then the Gemara says, last line here, v'chi tema, Chabur the Rebbe lamali the damam yaserim. So according to Rebbe, what's the need for chabura? If there's no klal prat here, and the word kviya means bein isbe nezek bein lesei nezek, you always pay tsar even though there's no nezek. So what do you learn from the word chabur? It has no impact on the word kviya. So to pay damam yaserim, what does it mean damam yaserim? Says Rashi around eight narrow lines down. The damam yaserim di lo ksiv el kviya tachas kviya. Hava minun bein isbe chabura bein lesei chabura dami tvei kviya mishalim. You pay the amount of the kviya. About tarti lo mishalim. You don't pay two things. Kamashma de mishalim tervayu. You pay both for nezek and tsar separately. That's what he learns from the words of chabura.
Nezek and tsar, kviya and chabura.
Oh, I thought nezek and tsar. Let's see. According to this, it says it's a tsar and nezek. That's how he interprets Rashi, but I agree, Rashi is not clear on that point. There's a Tosos here. Dami Miserim. Look at Tosos, the Dami Miserim. He writes, Pesh Bekuntras di lo ksiv ela kviya, ha min afilo is le chabura deme kviya hu demshalim. That's how he's reading, like I said. Mm-hmm. But he argues ain near lari. That's another pasuk that we've already learned. You pay nezek and tsar. Vo dilama hayalan lamar shatar yiftar as a nadik with a report. Near the re, the ladami yisera means shemeshan mitzar sheishba roshem yoser mitzar sheimba roshem. If it leaves a mark. It leaves a cut, a wound, a, you have a scar. That's the additional dummy same that Tosa says you referred to.
That's more like fear and then
chabura. Yeah, exactly. Okay, shkach. Everyone have a wonderful day.
Long blot.
I already made it for davening also.